wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding.
Good evening, everybody in New York City. This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation. And we just wish you guys a Merry Christmas. How's everybody doing tonight? I know you are driving home and you're in traffic right now in Manhattan. And I'm down here in sunny Florida. Okay, we still have the air conditioner on here. And you say, okay, what's this show all about? Well, tonight we're going to do a show on joy, peace, and strength. And I've been doing a show there in New York for about 15 years. It's all about reaching the next generation. And the next generation is having a very hard time keeping their peace, keeping their joy, and feeling loved and knowing how special they are. Suicide is number one, and we have 20 million kids on drugs. We have 120 soldiers commit suicide every single week. And I was a high school French teacher and kindergarten teacher. I'm a grandmother now. And I am doing this show just to reach out to the soldiers, to the next generation, and let them know they are loved, they are special, and that they can have joy and peace in the midst of the turmoil. Now, man is trying body, soul, spirit, so we're only going to deal with the spiritual side of man. And it is Christmas season, and so we're talking about joy tonight, and where does this joy come from, and how do we get joy? Because we have 20 million kids addicted to drugs, everybody wants to get high. We as human beings want to be high. We want to be full of happiness and joy. And God has created us, and He's got the plan. And there are many scriptures on joy we're going to talk about tonight. What is joy? Joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. It's a delight, a jubilation, triumph, exultation. It's rejoicing, happiness, gladness, glee, exhilaration, exuberation, elation, euphoria, enjoyment, la joie de vivre. It means bliss, delight. Now, this joy is available to all God's children. We were all created by God, and God wants us to have joy. And I'm going to give you all the scriptures on joy. And this happiness. Did you know depression is number one with adults my age? Suicide is number one with 65-year-old and up. We have an epidemic of human beings that are depressed. And we're not talking about chemical imbalances tonight. If you have a chemical imbalance, you need to go to the doctor. We're only talking about the spiritual side of man and how to be filled with this Holy Spirit joy. This bliss. Well, there's so many scriptures. And, you know, the definition of joy is euphoria. And that's what people are looking for when they're doing drugs. They're wanting to escape all the torment. They're wanting that joy that only God can bring. And there's a natural way to have this euphoria and this delight without doing chemical drugs that destroy your body. So, the joy of the Lord is the measure of your strength. And where do you get this joy from? Joy comes from the presence of the Lord. Okay, in the scripture, it says in Psalm chapter 27:5, it says, in the day of your trouble, God will keep you safe in His dwelling. He will hide you in the shelter of His tent, and He will set me high above a rock, on a solid rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. Now, Do you have problems surrounding you? Do you have fears surrounding you? Is it stressful out there at Christmas time? Well, I have some very good news for you. God is the one that is going to hold your head up. It says, the Lord will hear my voice when I call. He will be merciful to me and answer me. That's Psalm 27:5. That is good news. He's going to hold your head up above all the stress, above all the worries that are coming to steal your peace and steal your joy. Claim, you want the scripture? It's Psalm 27:5. Claim that when all the worries are trying to take all your joy away. Another scripture on joy, James chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it joy whenever you have any trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Consider it joy. Now, how do you consider it joy when your faith is being tested? It's not easy, because what I want to do when my faith is being tested, I want to cry, because my feelings get hurt. But when I go to the scripture and I see that I don't have to cry and I don't have to be overpowered by the trials, I don't have to get my feelings hurt, I can see right here in James chapter 1 verse 2 that my faith is being tested. Okay? God is allowing our faith to be tested, and everybody is at different levels. And maybe you're out there tonight and the world and all the problems and all the stress has totally hurt you, and you're wounded and you're bruised. Well, you need to come on into God's family, because this is where the joy begins. You can have joy according to the scripture in the midst of your trials. Because if you don't know what the scripture says, you are in the dark, and you are going to be overcome by the darkness. And God has a plan for you. Another scripture on joy is Psalm 4, verse 6 through 8. Joy is possible when we feel secure in the Lord. Who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine upon us. My heart is filled with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone make me dwell in safety. Now, this is a very good promise, not just for joy, but for sleep. And I want you guys to know, the past two nights, I have not been able to sleep, because I have so many little battles going on, and a friend of mine that I love dearly just told me he's very sick, got a very bad doctor's report. I've had so many people calling me with negative reports, and to the point where I was tossing and turning and couldn't sleep. And this is a scripture that I'm going to claim on sleep. And instead of taking all the worries on before I go to bed, I'm going to claim this scripture, Psalm chapter 4, verse 6. Because God wants us to have joy. And all the things and all the busyness and all the hurts and all the things, all the pressures in life come to steal our joy away. And Christmas is the most beautiful time of the year. It's Christ's birthday. People celebrate Christ's birthday all across the world. Even if they don't believe in Christ, they celebrate his birthday. It's the most beautiful time of the year. But all these little worries can steal the joy away. All the things that come to steal our joy, we have to not let them. It's the testing of our faith. We need to relax and put it in God's hands. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, he said, "Be full of joy in the Lord always." And again, I say, be full of joy. Let everyone see that you are gentle and kind, for the Lord is coming soon. The Apostle Paul was commanding God's people to be full of joy. Now, we can choose what we are full of. For the past two nights, I was full of stress because I was being bombarded with negative news before I went to sleep. But when I read the scripture in the book of Philippians chapter 4, it says, be filled with joy. Now, is God going to make me be filled with joy? No. This is a mental decision that I have to choose to be full of joy instead of fear and stress. The worries are knocking at the door, but you say, nope, not coming in here. You have to be determined on the inside of you that you are going to be filled with joy. It's a choice. You choose to be filled with stress or filled with worry. Now, we're only talking about the spiritual side of man. We're not talking about if you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911. We're only talking about the scriptures that are available to God's people because he loves us and he wants us to be full of joy and peace. Another scripture is Psalm 16, verse 11. You will make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Now that is some good news. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know which direction to go, it says that God will make the path of life known to me. And many times, God sits me there, and I'm in a dilemma. I don't know which door to go through. I may have 10 options. And I'm very stressed out. And I'm praying. I don't know what direction to go. And what God is doing to me, he's stretching my faith. Because he knows I'm going to get on the air and tell you guys the scripture on God will make his path known. And he needs my faith to be really strong to lift you guys up. So he'll allow me to sit there until it's so uncomfortable and I start stressing out. And then he shows me the way, and it's always beautiful. He always guides me. He's always been faithful. But he brings me to the point where my faith is weak and shaky and I'm stressing out, okay? Now that is a beautiful scripture, Psalm 16:11. That he will show us the path and we can rejoice. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 44, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he ran with joy and sold all that he had and bought the field. Let me tell you something. You better get the kingdom of heaven. Better get into the kingdom of God, because that is worth selling everything to find this treasure. It's a treasure that's hidden, and it's available to every person listening. There's not one person that's listening tonight that's not special. God created every human with a plan. It says in the book of Jeremiah, he has plans for our prosperity. He wants us full of joy, not stress. He wants us to bring us to heaven. He has a plan to bring us to heaven. He made a way for us to come to heaven. He sent his only son, Jesus Christ, down to the earth as the spotless Son of God that took all of our sins. And he died on the cross and rose again. That faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse us from our sin. And so you need to come on into God's family tonight, because that's the beginning. You don't have to be in darkness, and you don't have to be cast out into eternal darkness when you die. God has a plan for you, and he has a plan of peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's hidden, and you have to want it, and you have to ask. God's not going to just knock you over the head. You have to say, I want this that Kay's talking about in the scriptures here, that Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Joy comes from living in the presence of God. Psalm 21, 5, verse 7. It says right here, through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him unending blessings, and you made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Are you being shaken out there? Is stress shaking you? Are you having chest pains? Are you worrying about Christmas? Come on in to God's family. Come on into the Holy Spirit. Have the joy that Apostle Paul said to have. Come on in. Make a mental decision. You're not going to stress that you're going to have this joy. That's Psalm chapter 21, verse 5. These scriptures are God's promises. They are not empty promises. They are for you. They are for me. I have to take the word of God and choose to believe the Holy Scriptures instead of my circumstances. Is it difficult? Yes, it is. And the more battles you have going on, the harder it is. So the good news is joy is available, and you could do it. I'm your cheerleader. I'm cheering on the next generation. I'm speaking the scriptures of good news, the glorious gospel. This Christmas season, it's good news that we can have joy right in the middle of our stress. We can choose to believe God's scriptures and to stand on them and find that peace and joy. Another scripture is Psalm chapter 28, verse 6. It says right here that in the New Testament, it says, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jude chapter 1, verse 2. God is the one that can bring us without fault with great joy. We can't do this on our own. We can't be blameless without the Lord. The Lord is the only one that can cleanse us from our evil sins and cleanse our heart from pride and unbelief and fear, all the things that poison us, all the toxic poisons that are out in the world. He can bring us into that joy. Why don't you give him a chance tonight? This whole season is about joy. It's the Christmas season. Joy comes when we spend our life praising God. Psalm 47, verse 1. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He's the great king over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. Guess what? It said God brings people and nations to our feet. Do you have people that are troubling you? Do you have people that are hurting your feelings? Do you have people that are fighting against you? The good news of the glorious gospel right here in Psalm chapter 47 says he will bring those people to your feet. Do you have enemies out there? Do you have people that are trying to abuse you, to hurt you? Guess what? The good news is God will bring those people to your feet. Yes, he will. It's all about karma. It's all about sowing and reaping. And we have a God that fights our battles, and we have a God that has our back. He's got your back. You don't have to stress over it. You just have to claim Psalm chapter 47, verse 1. Now, is it easy? No, it's not easy. You have to do this. You have to be disciplined, and you have to get the scripture, and you have to trust what the scripture says and not how you feel. Okay? The fruit of the Spirit is joy. There are 12 fruits of the Spirit. A fruit has to be grown. It's love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, faith, and long-suffering and meekness. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. When you come into God's family and you make Jesus your Savior, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you, and these fruits have to be grown. They are not just given to you. You have to grow the fruit of joy. You have to grow the fruit of love. You have to grow your faith. It doesn't just happen instantly. You have to grow it and be patient, just like you grow a piece of fruit. Okay, first the seed, and then the root, the tree, then the fruit. It takes a while to grow these fruits. Just be patient with yourself. Okay, it's worth it. Joy is strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Okay, it says right here in Psalm chapter 119, verse 110, the wicked have laid a snare or a trap for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts, God's word. Your word is my inheritance forever. It's the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your law to the very end. God's word, when you stand on God's word, you'll keep your joy and get out of the problem. God's word will deliver you out of your situation. All these scriptures on joy are available, and this is what the season is all about. Okay, the season is all about the good news, the birth of Christ. That's what Christmas is. We're celebrating Jesus' birthday. Jesus came to give us the good news. The good news is that you do not have to be down. The joy of the Lord is your strength. God has provided everything we need. The Bible is like the owner's manual. You need to go in there and find the scriptures on your finances, on your children, your job, your relationship, your prosperity, your favor, all the things that God says about stress and worry. All that is very good news that God will fight for us. He loves you. He loves us. We don't feel loved a lot of times. We live in a world that's full of chaos. We live in a world that's full of negative news. We don't have a lot of good news. The good news is that God loves you. It's very hard for me as a grandmother to communicate God's love through this microphone. It's very hard for me to communicate the joy through the microphone at the radio show. It's very difficult because I have a lot of battles going on in my life, and I have to roll all my worries over to the Lord and focus on you, because God is going to fight all of our battles, and God wants his word proclaimed in the darkness. He wants you guys to feel loved. He wants you to feel hope, that there is hope, there is joy, there is an answer to your problem. God's promises are the answers to your problem. You have to give it a try. It does work. And guess what? We only have 5 minutes left. The time is just flying by. I do want to say this too. We are doing a toy drive. If you need some toys, you need to contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. We don't want anybody to go without toys. And there's a church in Brooklyn. It's called the Metro Church. They have 30,000 children in the church. On Saturday, they have a 3,000 children's Bible study. All the people listening are invited. They've already got 30,000 toys already, but if you want to help out with the church, it's Metro Church in Brooklyn, and we had the pastor on last week. And anyway, we need all the help we can get reaching out to the kids. So it's Christmas. Realize that you got some good news, that you can have some joy, that rolling all your worries over to the Lord. Listen to this scripture. Delight yourself in the Lord. Put all your joy in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Do you have dreams in your heart? Do you have dreams for your kids? Keep your joy in the Lord. Don't put your joy in your bank account. Don't put your joy in your job or your boyfriend. Put your joy in your Lord, and he will give you all the dreams. He put those dreams in your heart. He put those desires in your heart. They will come to you if you will make the Lord your joy. Is that beautiful? Is that good news? That you don't have to worry about your circumstances. God's the one that brings your dreams to pass. So we have a couple of minutes left. And if you need to contact me, this is Kay at Bless the Next Generation. BlessTheNextGeneration@gmail.com. We love you guys. I am trying to communicate God's love to you, that you don't have to be down through this radio show, because suicide is number one. We have 120 soldiers committing suicide every week. Now, the post-traumatic stress syndrome, if you have a mental chemical imbalance, that is, you need to go to the doctor. We're only talking about the spiritual side of man, because man is triune, and God has joy available to you on the spiritual side of life. It's all in His Word. It's all about His love for you, and we want you to feel loved, and we want you to know that God is love and God is light, and you don't have to be alone at Christmas. There are beautiful churches there, right there in Manhattan, right there on in the New York Times. They have the New York Times Square Church. There's churches all over where God's people are, full of joy and full of love, and they will love you. You don't have to be alone, and you don't have to be depressed. You can have God's family loving you. So we want to say, I guess we have a couple of minutes left. We were going to talk about peace tonight, but we didn't get a chance. We're only talking about the joy of the Lord. In His presence is full of joy. How do you get in His presence? Well, first of all, you've got to get a scripture. You've got to get a scripture and know what God's Word says, because if you don't know what God's Word says about joy, you're going to be in the dark. And God is light, and He wants you to come on into His light. Just say this prayer: Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I want to be in the joy of the Lord. I want this joy. Come on in and fill me with this joy. I want to get your scripture on joy, and I want to walk in your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Now, if you did that, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you die, all of us are going to die one day, your name is in there, and you will spend eternity with God. Now, once you get the Holy Spirit inside of you, then this is, you're going to grow. This joy is going to grow like you plant a seed. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's available. Here's the music. We're going to wish you a Merry Christmas. The Christmas song is come on. Come on, you guys. Have a Merry Christmas. Contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. We love you. We're trying to inspire you. God bless.
Bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding.